The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
President Putin said he's ordered them back to their home bases, which to us means a wholesale withdrawal of all the forces that are arrayed on the Ukrainian border. We've not seen that yet.
That's the voice of Rear Admiral John Kirby. You heard what he had to say. There has not been any kind of withdrawal at this point. Coming up in the Ukraine on Sunday, there's the presidential vote. This is going to get interesting, isn't it? The U.S. says Russia is out to delegitimize the Ukrainian leaders with this propaganda campaign targeting the U.S., and they're still on a tear as far as that's concerned. So that's where we begin here on this version, anyway, of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We've been talking about the Ukraine for a very long time. There's some sad, sick, twisted things happening there. Looks like a war zone. Why is it a war zone? It wasn't a war zone before. You have pro-Russian people shooting non-pro-Russian people. Sometimes things escalate, and it's a sad situation, the fighting between the separatists and the Ukrainian troops in a couple of areas that were free from all of this, but now find themselves in the thick of it. They almost look like mercenaries crawling through some of the streets. It's very, very odd. So Sunday is a big important day on this Memorial Day weekend coming up for the Ukrainians as they hold that vote. Let's see what happens in the Wheel of Fortune for them anyway, because as it was looking as though they were headed in the right direction, things could rapidly change. In the meantime, something big happened. 5 people in China charged with cyber spying. Eric Holder in the Department of Justice leveled that one out. They'll probably never see the courthouse in the United States, but it goes back to the back and forth with China and the accusations that China is stealing business secrets from our companies. Here's what the Rear Admiral had to say about that.
They've announced that they pulled out of the cyber working group. That's regrettable. It's a decision they made. And that's a regrettable decision. To the degree that it affects the relationship, well, I mean, that's a decision that the Chinese have got to make. We still desire, from a military perspective, to further grow and develop the military-to-military relationship and to find ways to have a more productive conversation about these very tough issues, and cyber is one of them.
Cyber is a tough issue, but it's going nowhere because, as what the Rear Admiral said, the Chinese are not participating like they were originally going to do, as they are furious over now what's happened with the charges against 5 and where it all ends up when it comes to businesses and stealing secrets and all of that. So you have to ask yourself, for all the people who took their business, and there's lots of them, including Dell, Apple, and so many others, yeah, we'll take part of the process and move it overseas because it's cheaper. But how many, especially with the China getting these hacking charges, how many have found that their products have been stolen, which I think is going to be a very, very big deal heading into the future? So the Rear Admiral is right. We do have to preserve our relationship with China. But for goodness sake, we don't have to hand them the plans to everything. And so it seems as though that's exactly what is happening. Sure, bring your business here, don't pay any taxes. Can we learn from you? And then you can leave us. Thank you very much, because we're going to build your product, and it's going to be cheaper for our people, and we got lots of people. Lots and lots of people. We're going to zig and zag in a couple of different directions here right from the get-go, including a big shout-out as our daily salute to Minneapolis, because they won a Super Bowl bid. And what does that mean? It means that Minneapolis gets to host a Super Bowl for the 2017-2018 season. They had the league owner meetings on Tuesday, And that was the vote. Because remember, the worry over cold weather places, not a big deal when it comes to Minnesota. So this will be huge. It came down to Minneapolis and New Orleans. But New Orleans has hosted 10 Super Bowls. And the last one they did in 2013. So the Big Easy is actually tied with Miami for the most hosting duties in history. Minneapolis has a brand new state-of-the-art stadium. The new stadium, Vikings Stadium, is what it's tentatively being called. They broke ground in December of 2013. They think it'll be completed in the 2016 season. So it's perfect. What a win-win for Minnesota. And I think that new place really, really helped push that over the top. Having that new venue gave them a little bit of an edge. Plus the fact that New Orleans had hosted so many other Super Bowls. So many other Super Bowls. Also, in the meantime, on a serious note, when we look at Libya, now we're thinking of evacuating any of our officials from Libya. You have to think about it after what happened. Think of Benghazi. Are you kidding? Get them out of there. Immediately. Immediately. Some of this stems back to Muammar Gaddafi from, you know, what happened then, getting him from the attack on Benghazi. Instead of worrying about how unstable it is, and it's pouring across the borders and into the Mediterranean, now is the time to scatter and not try to chance it. There's no rule of law in Libya. No national police force, no working judiciary folks of any type, no coherent government. You've got 200,000 men with guns, they say. Could be higher, could be lower. Revolutionary fighters. I'd say it's definitely time to tell the Americans who are there to get out now. And do not wait. Remember, what is big in Libya? Oil production. 90% of Libya's revenues. So trust me, they are working on a plan. They are working on a plan, and I would be very concerned about the potential for chaos. It's the fourth largest country in Africa, and people forget that. It borders six other states. And that includes Egypt, Algeria, and Tunisia. It is time to not even question this, but to get our people out of Libya. Why would we even debate it? Why would we even debate it? And the answer is, of course we shouldn't debate it. Don't make another mistake. Just move on from this one. All right, we're moving on. Move on with us. I'll see you on the flip side here on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Hear our next guest on America Tonight. This is something we've actually been talking about. The Department of Justice, this just happened, in fact, charged five people in China's People's Liberation Army with actually stealing trade secrets from some of America's biggest companies, largest companies, and some actually had ties to nuclear power. You never hear this happening. It's very, very rare that our government charges a foreign government's employees. And it comes in the middle of all of what's been happening with America's allegations that the Chinese interfere with U.S. businesses, and that includes the whole spying thing and copyright infringement. We could go on and on in this. You know, we've talked to people in China, and we've talked to people who've personally been involved in this. Speaking of personally being involved, Attorney Janet E. Johnson, who is right in the middle of this, she's got a client who is being indicted federally and charged with buying and distributing Chinese manufactured DVDs through a company that is sort of the eBay of China. And this is that copyright thing in violation of copyright laws. So, Janet, thanks so much for coming on the show. It's got to be just a wild time for you.
It's interesting because at first blush you would think, well, those two things aren't necessarily related other than China. But I think that Eric Holder, on the date yesterday when he announced these charges, he made it clear that there are two sides of the same coin, that basically he indicted people domestically for copyright infringement. He indicted the Chinese for essentially cyber spying. And, you know, what they're sending a message more than anything is, particularly when it involves China, you do business with them at your own peril. And negotiations basically haven't worked. So at this point, we're going straight to court. Obviously, these Chinese, the five people who are indicted, they're not going to ever set foot in an American courtroom. But Eric Holder is certainly firing a shot across the bow to say, you can't do this.
Yeah, so for you, as you prepare this, like you said, you don't think they'll ever be in the courtroom. What do you do? How do you break this down from your point of view with the client?
Well, you know, my client is an American, and, you know, his initial reaction and everyone's reaction in this position is, first of all, I didn't know that these were copyright infringed, and I'm not the person they should be going after. So it was interesting that at the same time that this was happening, they did actually go after the right people, as far as I can see, which is, you know, the Chinese, the government, as it turns out in this case, but, you know, the people in China who are actually doing a copyright infringement. Now, what I think they're going to be doing with a lot of the people in this position is using them to ensnare more people in China who are actually the ones who are producing this. But what Eric Holder did when he indicted these five Chinese people is he basically blew the lid off of something called Unit 61398. And these are the people in the government in China who are actually charged with going into the email, hacking the email of American businesses and stealing their secrets. And in one case in Pittsburgh, they were able to flood the market and run out of business an American company, and hundreds of jobs were lost. So it has a real tangible effect. But if you believe Edward Snowden, the U.S. may be doing the same thing back to China. And that's where I think it's going to become a little bit sticky.
Yeah, and speaking of a little bit sticky, of course, we have that relationship with China that what do you do? It's the, pardon the pun, but it's the yin and the yang of the whole thing, as you know, Janet, from outside of the legal perspective.
Right.
The fact that our debt hangs in the balance and some other things, obviously, with exporting and importing and everything that goes on between the United States and China. So it is pretty sticky, isn't it?
Well, it's interesting because, a lot of people thought it's the kind of relationship where we could never really call their bluff. And I think it shows how badly things had gotten between the two nations that DOJ, the Department of Justice, did call the bluff and didn't mind doing that. And there's just two very different philosophies. What China says is, you guys celebrate people who spy, you know, militaristically, military spies. We don't make a distinction between military spies. This is the Chinese, you know, ethos. We don't make a distinction between military spies and economic spies. So we're spying on your business the same way you would spy on, you know, a foreign government that you suspect might mean you harm. We think it's the same thing. It's all national security. And I wonder in the end, you know, as much as I hate to say it, China may really be heading in the direction that everyone's going to be headed into. We may end up basically having to say, yeah, the new 21st century way of spying is basically getting your business secrets. I hope that's not where it's going, but that might actually be, there might be an argument there. This indictment, I don't think is going to do anything either way, but it's basically Eric Holder saying we're not playing nice anymore.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that about, you know, the businesses, because I've talked to some people in businesses where they're dealing with China and they're saying how embracing they're being, but in a different way, not even hacking into the email, learning the system so that they can go and perfect the product themselves.
Right. Well, and that's what's interesting is, you know, they're obviously one step ahead or maybe two, but at the same time that they were hacking into email, sometimes they were, you know, inserting viruses, and they were doing things that were certainly beyond the pale. And, you know, insider trading is essentially what it is stealing these secrets. And like you said, one of the companies, Westinghouse, was actually bidding on a nuclear power plant. And, you know, lo and behold, they got the lowest bid, this Chinese company did, because they stole the bid that Westinghouse was planning on unveiling. I mean, it's pretty dirty pool, but, you know, I think when the internet essentially is now fodder for anybody who knows how to hack into it, they're going to be able to get away with it. And these indictments aren't going to necessarily stop that. Again, Edward Snowden has said, and, you know, I don't know how much we can believe or verify what he says American companies do the same thing, and American, you know, intelligence does the same thing back. So that may well be true. but, you know, essentially it's an unfair advantage. And same with copyright infringement. You know, the argument is Sony deserves to get paid when they make a product. How come the Chinese can get away with it? They don't have copyright laws.
Oh, and then you see in your situation, like you said, you're representing an American. From your client's point of view, it still is, no matter what you say, and you know this because you've dealt with this, I'm certain.
Right.
When you get slapped federally and it is disturbing, and you get charged with buying and distributing Chinese manufactured products, it was the DVDs.
Right.
You know, the client has to be concerned because they're probably worried about, well, what does this blow back on them? What does it mean for your client?
Well, I mean, first of all, like you said, when the feds indict you, you know, that's not a good thing. That's not something you want to have happen. But, you know, the level that they start with for exposure is certainly federal prison. So first, what you worry about is your liberty and being taken away from your family. Also, you know, any money that you thought was gainfully made is seized. And so, you know, there's an economic component. And on top of what they take from your money, the feds threaten you with huge fines. So, I mean, the whole thing is a harrowing experience. And, you know, the defense is there's no evidence that my client, and certainly most people in this position, knew or even should have known that these were not legitimate. Because even American products that say made in America, they're pressed in China. I mean, most of these DVDs, even the ones that we buy legally, are made in China, but because they're assembled in the United States, they don't have to carry the label made in China. They can be called made in the United States. So there's no reason necessarily for my client or someone in his position to know. Even the price differential isn't so great that it would have been a red flag. So, you know, I think that there's issues. These things that are imported had come through customs. Some of them had been opened. Some of them had been approved. You know, it's Homeland Security now that's doing these investigations, and I think it's a little bit of uncharted territory. But, you know, this is a law-abiding citizen who had no reason to think he was doing anything illegal, and then the government sort of swoops in and says, yes, you are. And, you know, the fact that it comes from China is certainly something that the U.S. government is now going to look at incredibly closely.
Yeah, which is part of your whole evidence, how you would proceed, right? Am I right? Some of this with the evidence that, hey, they didn't know. Here you go.
Absolutely.
This,
absolutely. And in fact, you know, the eBay of China makes people believe that these things have been vetted, that they are legitimate, and that, you know, it goes through customs. And if the customs department says it's okay, what would make an average citizen think that it's not okay? You know, and people are selling things on the internet that, you know, are cheaper than you would get in a store. There's no overhead. So there isn't really any reason to believe that it's copyright infringed. And if every company that does business with China is essentially having to look over their shoulder and think, are these things legitimate? I mean, you know, Walmart sells an awful lot of goods from China. I mean, many, many American retailers do. I think that there's going to be an added level of scrutiny, and certainly the fact that Homeland Security is taking over this issue tells you that it's not going to be treated merely as, you know, white-collar crime. This is now a security issue to the government.
Yeah, crazy. All right, Janet Johnson, good luck with that case, and thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible 1-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Talking about the VA and the outrage over everything that's now happened, things that we certainly were aware of in the past. How come, knock, knock, they weren't aware of it in Washington, D.C.? And then mixing in that conversation with the Chinese, boy, it is the wild, wild east in Asia. Because as she said, and I said, it's dirty pool. Calling our bluff, you know, pretty much here with what's happened, and this hacking is insane. We've had other guests that have talked about what happens when you get these businesses that are gladly taking the money going over to China. They're learning, and then they're stealing the secrets. It's that old expression, what's in it for me? What's in it for them? I think we've uncovered what's in it for them. Anything that they can possibly steal So put away the silver. Let's go out to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Hello.
Hello.
How far art thou?
I am excellent. How are you?
Fat as a bear and thin as a fiddle.
I like that expression. That's good.
Just got through with a big old slice of cornbread, jelly, and I made tilapia and rice pilaf and corn for dinner, and it was plum larrapin.
Sounds good.
Oh, it was. Now, I got a couple of things. I saw where McCain wants to issue a card to every single service person and allow them to go to any hospital, which was one of my ideas.
I think
that's excellent. I'm going to call his office tomorrow and see if I can get him to kick that up to where the whole Congress will take it up. And let's just get rid of this damn VA system altogether. Get it away with one bureaucracy once and for all. And two, I think the stock market's about ready to take a 25% haircut.
You might be right about that. If you see how lately it's been and it has soared, that's when you start to get the gains come out. And
well,
that's...
here's the situation. I think a lot of the really smart people have realized that Janet Yellen has lost it. She cannot do the quantitative easing cutbacks that she wants to do. In fact, she's going to have to double down on her thing just to keep this going so Obama doesn't look like an idiot, which he is. But that's beside the point. I mean, this whole thing was built on a house of cards. You can't take away the financial dollar and keep devaluating it and causing more money to go out there, making everything cost more for the American people, and not have a backlash come back to bite you big time. And I'm talking not just with the stock market. I'm talking with giant jumps in inflation that's going to affect all of us. And it's all because of the idiocy that Barack Obama thought he could maintain his little program of quantitative easing and keeping this whole thing going. And the house of cards that he built is about to come tumbling down. And I guarantee you, you're going to see one hell of a haircut here before long.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I think there are some other reasons mixed into that too, Dan, and I agree with you on quantitative easing. You know that it's been funny money being printed out there for far too long, and with nothing backing it up, thanks, Dano, it is so dangerous, and you end up in the situation that he's talking about that is very, very tricky, and you're at the craps table anyway, but you can see the signs of it. And we knew this when there was a Fed switch, and it was already happening anyway under Bernanke. The same thing was going on. It was, you know, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, which way are we going to go? Okay, quantitative easing, yes, thank you very much, that's what we're going to do. And it's a big, big, big mistake because it really is. That's why I call it funny money. What is backing it up? We don't even know how much. Just print it up. It's a very crazy thing when you put that in your mind and you go, as I just did a year ago, and I went back for the first time in a long time since I was a kid to the Pennsylvania Mint. And you see the money and how it comes out. It's just paper, right? We know that. Intellectually, we know that. But what is backing up the paper? That's the thing. In the real world, what is backing up the stacks of paper that I see or that I saw being printed at the Mint? And that's why that quantitative easing is such a bailout move and so dangerous, when it's been used way, way, way too many times. And then anybody who's had a huge gain, that's when they're going to take it off the table. And boy, I'm thinking of the last time we saw people take big cuts into what would be their retirement. Remember, 2008 was brutal. 25%, 30% for some people. And it's not the rich cats. It's the people that are eking along and have that job where they're trying to match the money and they're getting some of that thrown into their retirement, but you could only do the enrollment, the open enrollment thing once a year, and if the market tanks, so do your gains, and you're in that, you know, ultimately you're in that situation. You're You're playing the game. That's why it is the ultimate craps table. And the game is rigged, my friends. That's the problem. The game is rigged. Hey, kind of as a follow-up here to what we were just talking about with the Chinese hackers, the Justice Department, as we were mentioning, was considering last year charging Chinese military with the digital theft of trade secrets. Then, of course, the Ed Snowden thing happened because of the revelations of our government and massive spying that collided with their campaign as to what they, you know, was what was going to happen there. So the whole Chinese thing was kind of iced. The indictment of the five Chinese officials shows that they're banking that enough time has passed they can redirect the debate over government surveillance. And I say, no way, way too soon. Way too soon, because there's still more that's going to be dumped out there as far as the documents are concerned. So this indictment that's supposed to be, I guess, a public document with some of the extensive evidence that we've gathered, that the U.S. has gathered, I still think people are going to look at this. And yes, they're looking at China, but it's still the debate over the NSA and what we're doing and who we're spying on is not erased. I don't think it's erased. And as Janet mentioned there, they don't have really any expectations of getting the hackers into a courtroom. It's just this debate over confronting China. And they're managing this big time, and they have been managing it. Disclosures, national security missions, what are they doing? And that competitive advantage that the U.S. had, it is slowly sinking. Oh, it is sinking. Think about it. Think about solar panels. Think about nuclear power plants. And then look how much cheaper it's being done by the Chinese, and you got all the answers you need. And the nuclear power plant from Westinghouse, they stole the plans for that next generation nuclear power plant, the Chinese hackers did. So now they have it. Which also means they're building the reactors. So what happens now? The Chinese are going to be able to build the reactors on their own. And I think this is the bigger play here for them. Find out how they're doing it, and we'll do it our way, and we'll make a different product, or we'll make it cheaper. That's what it is. So this step is interesting. Because China said the facts that were laid out in the indictment for the five were absurd. And they actually are suspending participation in a U.S.-China cyber working group that was formed last year to talk about the rules of cyberspace. What rules? What rules are they? And a mechanism to manage differences between the two countries. So that's just baloney. That's just smoke. China's military, they're saying that they haven't engaged in cyber espionage. And the U.S. should take action to correct its mistake and drop the lawsuits. And what Beijing is saying is the action shows that the U.S. has shown that it is not interested in having dialogue over cybersecurity. Yeah, cybersecurity, that is a myth, is what cybersecurity is. And the big concern, I think, with the hacking is what happens to the trade secrets. And this all goes back to Made in America. Well, guess what? You wanted your stuff made cheaply. Now it's being ripped off, and they're going to undercut you, and bye-bye. Instead of safeguarding the information, making it a top priority. And making it in America. Don't go and make it someplace else. Make it here in America. That would also help some of this. All right, coming up next, we are headed to the mailbag. We'll be right back.
complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We've had such active emailers throughout the start of this show. Once again, it's another day with a loaded mailbag, so let's go and check the sucker.
You have mail, mistress.
Thanks. This one's from Scott, who says, Kate, I don't get this. I'm going to roll back to the Russian rockets. Why are we dependent on Russian rockets in the first place? When we had those big revelations about NASA and the fact that we weren't going to be able to hitch rides there, and the fact that Russia was so upset with us and that our dependence on the Russian rockets was over with because of what's happening with Putin in the Ukraine or his way to get back at the United States, I was confused about why we, in this century and with our technology, would be dependent on those rockets in the first place. Yeah, it's funny. Your timing with that email is really good because the senior space commander at the Pentagon is saying he wants the U.S. to develop its own rocket to replace the Russian one that the government uses, and that this is really has to happen. So thank you, General Shelton. Why weren't we doing this? I agree. Why weren't we doing this before? I mean, there's like a running theme here of this dependence on other countries. The spirit of cooperation and making money and exporting and importing, I get. But you know that whole thing about holding your enemies close and your friends even closer? There's still something to that. Why would we depend on Russia? So with Russia announcing it's going to ban the U.S. from using the International Space Station starting in 2020, and they're not going to allow the United States to use Russian-made rockets to fire military satellites into orbit, I mean, they slammed the door in our faces. So they should be concerned about developing high-tech projects. They need to do it as fast as possible. And how about some reliable partners right here in the United States? You know how much a U.S.-made rocket, they're saying, is going to cost? $1 billion. And here's the frightening part. Okay, cost $1 billion. Guess how long it takes to develop it? If you thought 8 years, give yourself a pat on the back. That's the answer to that scary, scary trivia question. 8 years! So good luck with that. Elon Musk, where are you, baby? We need you. Start developing. He's the owner of SpaceX and Tesla Motors. So now he's got his foothold in the space market. Produce that rocket. This one from Jake in Austin. Jake says, hey, Kate, are you rocking and rolling? What's going on in your world? Did you see the story about what happened with these Chinese hackers? And five out of really dozens of them have been charged. What difference will this make? It doesn't seem to make any sense. None of them are ever going to be here in the United States. Yeah, we've been talking about this. None of them will be in the United States. So instead of hundreds, they're not going to indict hundreds because they couldn't possibly overtake that. So that's why five. I would be curious as to how they picked the five, but this goes to the whole government surveillance thing and spy versus spy and what I just dove into about businesses and business secrets. And I guess the whole idea is just to have some kind of public document that shows that the United States has this evidence. They even had a photograph of two of the hackers that were in their People's Liberation Army uniforms. So how about that? I think it's very, very scary because a lot of information has been ripped off. And they've tried to steal trade secrets from Alcoa, which that's huge aluminum. United States Steel, well, you guess it, steel. Solar World, which is dangerous, the whole solar panels things. I wonder why they could make them so much cheaper. Westinghouse, another huge company. So can we afford to be that exposed, I guess is the question. We can't. They're not going to come to the United States, but we can't afford to be this exposed. It's like a nerve that's been exposed. You got to do something with it. Let's move to this one. John, listening to us in the great state of Florida. Kate, we love you down here in Punta Gorda. I have to tell you that we always talk about some of the things that you talked about on the show when me and my buddies get together. You were mentioning the fires in Santa Barbara and how awful they were last week and heading into the weekend, getting rid of those fires, dousing them as the best they could. And what were the cause of the fires? As an ex-fireman, I have to tell you, so often it is the simplest thing that causes the worst fire, if not intentional or arson, but something equally as stupid, walking away from a fire thinking it's all out, and yet it still has some embers. And somehow a spark starts and that's it, especially when you're talking about a drought. Because with a drought and the conditions being just right, it is very, very tough to shut it down. Very tough. And it is, I mentioned the same thing, how it's rough when you're on those fire lines and you see what's happening. And how many firemen from neighboring cities and towns and more than that, someplace else in the United States, so many people have offered to help, which is a great thing. Because you can never, ever, ever, ever just rely on a handful of guys and think you're going to just keep rotating them in and out, and they're going to be fresh and they're going to be able to lift the hoses and have all the equipment on their back the way they do. People forget you're talking like 80 pounds sometimes, which is crazy. You know, fill up a giant duffel bag with rocks and carry it around and see how that works for you. So I feel for those firemen. I absolutely feel for those firemen. All right, here's another one. This one from Connie. And Connie says, "Hey, Katie Kate, how are you doing? The thing that you've been talking about when it comes to the veterans makes me just sick to my stomach. My father served, my brothers served, and my husband served. And it was a lot of sacrifice going on in this family. And I think you're absolutely right. How can you ask people to put their lives on the line and then treat them so callously by just forgetting about them and shoving them toward the VA?" You know, it's interesting that you say shoving them toward the VA, because that's what I get. I have a creepy feeling. We all paint pictures in our head. If I paint a picture of it, I see an okay-looking hospital. But on the inside, I just see people with their heads down, exhausted, in various stages of something happened to them. And they're waiting. And I don't see the quality then being there. So the idea of shifting this to private care, I say I'm all for it. I mean, listen, we're paying for this. So let's get the best possible arrangements we can get. Let's do this thing right instead of wrong, because it's a shame what we're doing to the people who shouldn't have to deal with that. All right, let's move on to another one. This one from James, who says, "Kate, Donald Sterling now is saying that evidence has been destroyed. Have you heard this? What in the world is he talking about?" I think he's talking about five different things going on here. "Did you happen to see what the NBA is saying?" I did. It's almost 40 pages, I guess, and has details about the charges against Sterling. It accuses him of trying to persuade V. Stiviano to tell a league investigator she altered a recording and it wasn't Sterling making racist remarks on the audio. On Monday, the NBA released a summary of the charges that could lead to the NBA owners voting to stop Sterling and his wife Shelley, to strip them of the franchise that they've co-owned for 33 years. And it looks more and more like this is definitely going to happen. One can only hope that that does not happen. All right, how about this for my one-liner exit line? Paying attention, folks. The depressing thing about tennis is that no matter how good you get, you'll never be as good as a wall.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.